From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, shares of SK Hynix rise more than 13% on the first day of trading on the NASDAQ. Weather authorities issue severe weather alerts for most parts of the nation amid the scorching heat. And former Deputy National Security Advisor Kim Tae-hyo is placed in custody over his alleged involvement in ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol's 2024 martial law bid. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Rosine Park. SK Hynix's U.S.-listed shares jumped more than 13% in their NASDAQ debut on Friday. Riding a massive wave of AI investment, the South Korean chipmaker is the latest tech giant to capitalize on the artificial intelligence boom. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Global chip giant SK Hynix made a successful Wall Street debut, surging more than 13% on its first day of trading. At the opening bell ceremony, SK Hynix CEO Kwang Noo-jung said the listing will strengthen the South Korean chipmaker's connection to the global AI ecosystem.
So why are we here today? Why NASDAQ? Let me show what this milestone means to us. First, it brings us closer to the ecosystem shaping the next era of computing.
The South Korean memory chipmaker priced its American depository receipts at $149 each before its listing and immediately raised about $26.5 billion. The shares then opened Friday at $170 and surged to $177 in intraday trading before closing at over $168, which is around 13.1% higher than the set price. SK Group Chairman Choi Tae-won told reporters in New York that the AI industry will continue to expand and drive demand for semiconductors for the time being. SK Hynix is expected to channel the funds secured through its successful NASDAQ listing primarily into investments in new facilities. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
A citywide heat wave advisory is in effect for Seoul, where feels-like temperatures are expected to hover around 33 degrees Celsius. Similar weather alerts and more severe warnings have spread across South Korea this weekend due to extreme heat and oppressive humidity following the recent monsoon rains. Choi Yu-sun has this report.
Weather authorities have issued severe weather alerts for much of the nation as stifling, sauna-like heat has taken hold following the retreat of heavy monsoon rains. As of Saturday afternoon, all of Seoul was under a heat wave advisory as the heat index was expected to top 33 degrees Celsius for two or more consecutive days. More severe heat wave warnings were triggered for Osan, Pyeongtaek, Icheon, and Ansan, among other areas, where the maximum feels-like temperature was expected to soar to 35 degrees or higher for 2 days in a row. Overnight, some southern and coastal areas are likely to experience tropical nights, a phenomenon where the mercury does not drop below 25 degrees Celsius. The scorching heat will persist nationwide on Sunday alongside scattered showers, especially in inland areas. Morning lows will hover between 22 and 27 degrees, with Seoul at 25 degrees. Afternoon highs will range from 31 to 37 degrees, reaching 34 degrees in the capital. Weather and health officials advise the public to stay hydrated and avoid prolonged outdoor activity during peak heat hours. Choi Yu-sun, KBS World Radio News.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Kim Tae-hyo, former first deputy director at the National Security Office, has been placed in custody over his alleged involvement in former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law bid in late 2024. The Seoul Central District Court on Friday issued a pretrial detention warrant for him, as requested by a special counsel team handling the case, citing concerns that he could destroy evidence. The former presidential security aide faces accusations of disseminating false information to allied nations through diplomatic channels to misrepresent Yoon's martial law decree as legitimate. The messages reportedly claimed that the martial law declaration was a political protest within the bounds of South Korea's constitution and was aimed at defending free democracy. Chinese President Xi Jinping has urged China and North Korea to strengthen relations, advance their socialist cause, and accelerate modernization efforts as the two sides mark their friendship treaty signed 65 years ago. According to China's state-run Xinhua news agency on Friday, Xi made the remarks during a meeting in Beijing with North Korean Premier Park Tae-sung, who was visiting for the anniversary of the 1961 Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance. Xi said the treaty laid important political and legal foundations for cementing the friendship that was forged through struggle and bloodshed, and that he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had agreed to ensure that their friendly ties continue to thrive. Amid the current complex international situation, Xi called for the accelerated implementation of the agreements he reached with Kim, urging the continued development of bilateral ties to consolidate their respective socialist causes and modernization drives. Park conveyed warm greetings from Kim and said that the regime leader had issued a directive to develop bilateral ties into the strongest strategic relationship. The United States has reportedly demanded Iran publicly state that it will stop attacking commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz and that the vital waterway is open for toll-free passage. According to Reuters and Axios, three U.S. officials shared the information with a small group of reporters during a conference call Friday. One official said the U.S. wants Iran to pledge that it will stop shooting at ships, that every channel in the strait will be open toll-free, and to explicitly, or at least implicitly, acknowledge that it had, quote, screwed up. Another official said if the Iranians refused to issue the statement after Saturday's meeting of top diplomats from Iran and Oman regarding the Hormuz situation, it's not going to be a great day for them. An official said Tehran had told Washington that recent attacks on shipping in the strait were from an errant part of their system, suggesting a power struggle between hardliners and pragmatists in Iran regarding an interim peace deal with the U.S. The average prices of gasoline and diesel in South Korea have fallen for the eighth consecutive week amid the government's existing cap on fuel prices and stability in global oil prices. According to the Korean National Oil Corporation's OPNet price information system on Saturday, the average price of gasoline in the second week of July dropped 59.11 from the previous week to 1,893 won per liter, or around $1.26. The average price of diesel also fell 62.31 to 1,880.11 per liter. Global oil prices slightly rose this week as tensions between the U.S. and Iran escalated, raising concerns over transit in the Strait of Hormuz. Three U.S. songwriters have filed a lawsuit alleging that K-pop sensation BTS's chart-topping hit Swim took key elements from their unpublished work. According to a Billboard report Thursday, songwriters Steve Cooper, John Sandler, and Graylin Johnson filed a lawsuit the previous day against BTS's label HYBE and its subsidiaries HYBE America and Big Hit Music. The plaintiffs claim that Swim, the lead track from the K-pop group's fifth album, Arirang, released in March, had copied in very large part their original work and infringed their copyrights. None of the seven group members were named as defendants. Big Hit Music rejected the claims on Friday and said it intends to take strong legal action. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Rosine Park. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio.